Outdoor enthusiasts in Anchorage will soon be the target of a new information campaign on bear safety. After a string of severe bear attacks last year on popular trails near the city, wildlife managers are hoping the right message will help ensure a more peaceful summer in 2009. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
When Weed Willis heads out on one of the trails near Anchorage, it's not always exactly a serene experience for the people and wildlife around him.
Yeah, I hoot really loud.
Willis, who heads up the Anchorage Office of Defenders of Wildlife, describes himself as an outdoor enthusiast. He loves the fact that a mix of brown and black bears share the city with Anchorage residents. Willis says making lots of noise is a basic in bear country that many people know, but not everyone puts to use.
I think folks are shy in general. You know, going out into the wilderness is a peaceful, quiet, a settling experience, and to go out there and rattle the trees with your hoots is kind of anti what you're going there for. So I think it's hard for folks to step over and to make noise.
Convincing people to make more noise and travel with a friend or two are two of the main goals of the recently formed Anchorage Bear Education Committee. A long and diverse list of agencies and organizations are participating in the group's monthly gatherings, including the City of Anchorage, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Anchorage School District. Elizabeth Manning with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is organizing it all. She's been reading through responses to a survey the department sent out asking for advice from the public.
I had quite a few people say things like, there's a lot of information out there, but to be honest, I'm not quite sure what to do if I actually encounter a bear, or I don't really know how to tell the difference between a black bear and a brown bear, and can that information be more readily available?
Over the years, wildlife managers have concentrated a lot on the message of keeping trash away from bears. Manning says after the attacks last summer, the department realized it needed to focus on educating recreational trail users.
We want to engage people to think about it. We don't want people to be overly afraid that they don't want to go out and recreate. I mean, that's partially what happened last summer, as we saw a lot of areas that became like ghost towns, and we don't want to have that happen again. So we want people to know the risks, but also, you know, still get outside and still recreate, which is a good thing to do.
The group is working on an ad campaign that will ask Anchorage residents if they're bear aware. They'll also distribute weatherproof cards with basic advice on steering clear of bears. And they're holding a short film contest with a bear safety theme to tap the creativity of the public. John McClary is with the city's Parks and Recreation Department. He says getting the right message to the right people can make a difference.
Anything we can do to improve people's bear awareness, to give them the secrets and the hints of what to do, especially those people that recreate alone, such as bikers, runners, hikers, dog walkers in our parks, if they can know one thing that, say, gives them a better risk prevention tool, we've met our goal.
But even the most knowledgeable trail users can still get into trouble occasionally. Many members of the bear education group are outdoor enthusiasts themselves, and Elizabeth Manning says they don't always avoid dangerous behavior.
Some members of this group have said, I like to run alone, and I'm still going to run alone, but the difference is I know the risks, and I acknowledge that I'm taking some risks when I run alone in bear country, and I'm taking a much higher risk if I'm running alone in bear country along a salmon stream.
And they also know that reducing that risk may be a simple matter of hooting loudly as often as possible along the way. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.